Hello and welcome to the Inner Take podcast. My name is Ramon Gardella and I'm your host. The Inner Take is a podcast for musicians, a space to talk about what happens inside us when we make music, the thoughts and feelings that shape how we play. I will share my experience as a musician, what I've learned along the way, and I will talk to other musicians about their journey. This podcast is not about technique, it's about what happens inside us when we make music. So, if you are a musician, stay right there. Welcome to The Inner Take. Let's begin. Hello, everyone. Thank you for being there and welcome to The Inner Take podcast. Another episode, episode 6. And I really hope you enjoyed the wonderful talk I had last episode with Frank Pesci, and if you didn't hear it, please go and do it. I am in Korea now, finishing a concert series with a new music ensemble, and my set today is kind of different with a different mic, so I hope you hear well. I hope if there are some noises from the outside world, from the very crowded Seoul, I hope you understand, and I hope it's no problem. Should be fine, but so you know. In today's episode, I want to go back for a moment to something we talked about in the last episode that I did alone, so the episode 4. What it means to be a musician and what a musician actually expresses. And I know all the theories were interesting, and honestly, I'm really fascinated by it. But now I want to bring it into real life. I want to give you examples so you can see where you connect with this and how you might recognize yourself in it. And for me, that's always the best way to keep going, bringing ideas into experience. A clear example of this is this podcast. And I'm not lying to you when I say that I receive so many messages. And this message, for me, talk about relief. People tell me that they listen, they feel seen, they recognize themselves in what I say. And that creates a sense of calm. This also happens to me when I read something or hear something that reflects somehow what I'm feeling or thinking. There is a kind of, you know, okay, I'm not alone in this, a sense of relief. So in the episode number 4, we talked a lot about the theory in music and emotions, and we talked about the definition of being a musician. And maybe it feels a bit complex for you because there are a lot of words and a lot of theory and could be complex, and I understand it. So let me simplify it like this. Person, artist, musician. We are persons, then we are artists because we express through art. And then we are musicians because we choose the sound to express our art. So we express our life through sound. And we also talked about the inner source. Our life, we express our life. And this life comes from this inner source. In that source, emotions are very, very important. But not only this, not only emotions. There are many things. I think, for example, how important is where we were born, the culture we grew up, the values we learn as children. All of these and much more lives inside us. And if you're thinking now, I don't have this, or this is not for me, let me tell you something. You do. You do have an inner source, and it's probably very, very rich. But maybe two things are happening now. The first is you don't know that yet. You don't know you have it. The second one, you're not doing things that bring you closer to it. Or maybe at some point you were taught to be like a machine and you disconnected from your inner world. And again, this inner world, it is what you are expressing when you play music. The connection to you with your music expresses this world. So this world is extremely important. One very important point for me and the key to get to this inner source and to understand this system about the inner source and the musician and the way we express is to talk about sensitivity. So what happens to you when you listen to an artist, to a musician, for example, or when you watch a movie, or when you read a good book? Do you allow yourself to feel? And here's an important idea. If the idea of expressing yourself through sound feels strange or difficult right now, which I completely understand, let's look at it from another angle. So, in the episode today, I'm not going to ask you how you play, but I'm going to ask you, how do you listen? Let's make this exercise. Imagine yourself at a concert. You are listening to an artist, to a musician, to an orchestra, to a soloist, to a jazz band, I don't know, whatever. What happens to you? Can you notice sensations, emotions, ideas? What happens to you as a listener? When we listen, so when we are not on a stage as a musician, but as an audience, something special happens. So, and the question is, do you recognize your own sensitivity when you listen? And we musicians, when we listen to concerts, two different things can happen. The first, you focus on mistakes. You look for where the artist is wrong, where the tempo is not exact, where something is out of tune. You become a listener searching for errors, for mistakes. And this is very important because this is also how these musicians talk to themselves when they play. And we will talk about this in another episode, exactly about what type of musicians are. And the second type, when you listen as a musician, is you let go. You allow yourself to be carried by the music. You allow the artist on the stage to tell you a story. And even if you're a professional musician, even if you clearly hear mistakes, you still choose to open yourself to the experience. Do you recognize yourself in one of these? Or maybe there are more type of musicians. I remember going to the cinema with my dad to watch Batman. And I remember somebody said, oh, this doesn't make sense, this movie. And my dad said to me, if you want to enjoy this movie, you have to believe it. You have to believe the story and not question it. If you question the reality, of course, it's not possible. It's science fiction. And that's it. You have to believe the story. You have to believe in the journey the artist wants to tell you. And today, and to understand a little bit more about this, and I told you I wanted to bring examples to you and not so many theory. So real examples in real life to understand more about this theory, this way musicians are and what musician expresses. And I want to tell you one experience I had recently. Because of my work, I don't go to many concerts, unfortunately. But not long ago, I went to see Mark Juliana. He's a drummer from the United States that I followed for a long time. He plays with many bands and has a drummer career. And he has a solo career. He recorded albums for solo percussion and solo drum set drums. So he has, for me, like a very special way, very special sound, and how he picks his instruments. And so for me, he's really, really great artist, and I really recommend it to you. So I went to this concert. He played in Cologne, the city where I live in Germany. The concert lasted a bit more than an hour, maybe hour 15. It was mostly improvised drum music with some electronic sound that he controlled live and some video which was running the whole time. And at one point, Mark gave instruments to the audience and we all created a kind of a soundscape together. He gave plastic glasses and bells and small chimes and like small instruments he gave to the audience to play together with them. I really enjoyed the concert. It was fantastic. But the whole time I felt something else was there. Of course, I was very looking forward. It was the first time I saw him live. For me, it was very special. But there was something else. There was something I was feeling. It was happening, but I didn't know what. His gestures, his way of playing. I don't know exactly what, but I felt there was something deeper than I couldn't fully understand yet. So before the last piece, he took the microphone for the first time. So he played, I think, 50 minutes, and then he took the microphone. And he explained us that this concert at Cologne was the last concert of the tour, the last one. And then he said something that really stayed with me. And he said, I learned more about myself developing this project than by looking in the mirror. And that moment for me changed everything, because this was not just another concert. He also thanked the audience for the way we were listening. And he said, which I found very interesting, that the decisions he made during the concert, what to play, how to play, which instrument, so the changes were influenced by how we reacted. And he even said we were such good listeners that our attention as an audience made him a bit nervous. And he said, being nervous for me means being alive. And he also said, I'm always looking for these moments to feel alive. And in that moment, I really understood what I was seeing. I was watching a musician in the middle of a farewell, a musician saying goodbye to a project, a musician celebrating it, a musician feeling grateful. And through his playing, I could feel everything. The beginning of the project, the doubts, the difficulties, the moments where he maybe thought it wouldn't work, and also the decision to continue, to stay, to believe. I could feel the sacrifices. I could feel missing his family, traveling, not always playing what he wanted, the way he wanted. And also the joy of going back home. It was really a farewell celebration. And this is what happened to me after he talked. And then this feeling I had of, here is something else. And it made all sense when he talked about us and he said, this is the last of the tour. I don't know when I'm going to play this program again. I could see all these things. I could feel it. Okay, this is not just a concert. It's not a guy playing drums. I'm believing the story. It's like Batman. I'm believing what I'm seeing. And yeah, I think this is very special. This is very special for him. And he transmitted. He transmits how he feels. And this is, guys, this is the inner source. This is what he has inside it. And as I told you, there are emotions, there are feelings, but there are also, I want to go home. I want to finish this project. Today is the last concert. I'm sad. Tomorrow I had a 20 hours flight. I don't know. You can also express these things. After the last piece, there was tons of applause. He came back to the stage and said, well, the concert should be over, but if you want, I can play one more piece. And everybody said, yes, and they applaud. And we were all, everybody very happy that he played more. And then he said something very, very important. And he said, this is not part of the show. And then something happened that I now call letting go. So he said, the show is over. And we agree, we together, you and me, that what I'm going to play is not part of the concert. And then the letting go happened. This was completely a new thing. Also for me, concert was over. He played the whole program, was amazing, fantastic, all the things he did on this tour with the video and electronics. And now he said, I'm going to play, but this is something else. So he sat at the drums and he played with such an intensity. It was so intense, this encore. Much stronger than any moment before in the concert. And even though he was tired, of course, it was powerful, it was free, it was full of energy. This was for me a release, but not a sad release. It was a beautiful one. It's the freedom that comes when you finish something important. That was the final moment of the concert. And for me, in every hit on the cymbals, on the drums, on the bass drum, I could see something. The struggle, the perseverance, the doubts, the comparison with others, the lack of confidence, and also the strength to continue. Because doing a project is not having fun the whole time. It's not that you're going to have just beautiful moments. It's like you can see how difficult a the project was. You can hear it. You can see the body language of the artist and how he plays. And you can see all these things. And this concert was for me like I received a gift. And I wanted to thank him personally. Unfortunately, I couldn't. And I really don't know what was happening in his mind while he was playing. Maybe all of these things above, maybe something else, maybe, I don't know. But I know what happened to me, and that's what matters. And this example is expressing life. He was expressing his life, the end of the tour, the end of the concert, and that's how it sounded. So again, person, artist, musician, we express our life through sound, and maybe our life is what we are feeling at this moment and this time of our life when we are playing a concert. This moment, this day, this end of a concert, or maybe it's another one, maybe it's a concert you rehearsed, you practiced so much and then you're showing this, or something happened in your life and you're sad and you are expressing it. So play always knowing that somebody is going to catch it. It's going to catch how you feel and what do you want to express. Because we express our life through sound. And life is everything that happens to us. Literally everything. And of course, life is not always easy. We know that. So we play as we are. And if there is a part of you that you're not integrating, that part will not appear in your music. And that's why it's so important to stay connected to your inner source. And not only the good things. So if you are thinking your, let's say, dark side, or the side of you that you don't want, you have to put them under the bed, under the table, so nobody can see us, can see it. This is wrong. This is the part of you that had to come out together with your good things, because this is how you are and you are working on it. And it's important that you integrate all the things you are in your music. So after hearing this experience of Mark Juliana, my experience, I ask you, have you ever experienced something like this? Watching an artist and feeling something deep? Or maybe recognizing moments where we are expressing your life when you play. So to get closer to this, we really need to connect with our inner world, our inner source. And we all have one. And if you have no clue how to do it, let me help you a bit. Let me help you start. The first thing you need to do, you need time, you need space. In my case, for example, I need to slow down. I don't know, after weeks of working, playing, traveling, I need to stay at home, I need to be alone or with my partner, I need to watch a movie, cook, walk, I don't know. I need to have some time outside my instrument, outside rehearsals, outside concert. You can call it vacations, but vacations not like in summer that you take 2, 3, 4 weeks. It's like this, maybe 1 day, 2 days, a weekend to have time and space. And when I do it, when I really take this time, something important happens. Of course, in the past, I didn't allow myself to do this, to take breaks, because I felt very guilty. But now I understand that rest is part of the work. Resting is part of your work as a musician. This is very important. And you know, you feel guilty. We all feel guilty. But it's really important that you plan your rest days. And when I give myself that space to slow down, I feel a very strong creative impulse. Of course, not always. So I have time, I have space, and I'm more creative. So it's a win-win. In fact, let me tell you this. When I created this podcast, I had 3 weeks in January with no projects. So, you know, I'm a percussionist and I teach and I'm a freelance musician. And I had 3 weeks. Nobody called. 3 weeks, which is a lot. And of course, the first thing was to think, oh, nobody's calling me. Maybe I did something wrong. They are calling someone else. They are not calling me. I need the money. I need the work. But because I had that time, I was able to build this. I was able to talk to you right now. if I had been busy, I wouldn't be here talking to you, because I would not have time to make all the things, to learn all the things I had to learn to make this podcast. And that lesson is huge. It's enormous. Giving yourself space is necessary. And you can even think about it as creative work, just like practicing your instrument or organizing a concert. Stopping is part of the process. But many people avoid stopping, because when they stop, something appears and they don't like it. Maybe it's guilt, maybe it's something they don't understand. And maybe all of this sounds strange to you. Maybe you are thinking, what does this have to do with music, with getting jobs in music, with playing more concerts? If your mind goes there, stop, take a break, because we will slowly break that system. And for now, just remember this, we are all sensitive, because we all have an inner world, and we call it inner source. In episode 4, I talked about your inner take, so the person you are, the part of you live outside when you focus only on being a musician, when you focus only on your musician self, that of course you learned, your teachers probably told you to focus on this and just practice. But this inner take, the person you are, is what makes you unique. No one can be you. No one can play like you. No one can create your version. And during the concert of Mark that I told you before, I had one more thought, which was kind of crazy. And it was like, okay, this was done by him. Mark did it. This moment, this music, it belongs to him. Of course, you can take ideas, you can take techniques, you can copy him if you want. But this was him. He did it. And if I want to make something else, it will be something else. If you want, you can inspire, you can seek inspiration in his concert. But what he did belongs to him. And this is exactly what happens when you play. When you play, it belongs to you. It's you there. People can try to imitate you or to take ideas from you, but it won't be the same. What you are is unique. Your music is unique, your version is unique, and this is thanks to the inner take, the part of you that is inside you. If something in this episode resonated with you, I invite you to take a look at Mental Notes. The link is in the description. There you'll find texts, videos, and short resources that can help you explore these ideas further, and most importantly, space to talk about them. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. See you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye.